Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to improve your core for dressage. Now, your core muscles play a big part in your riding and training ability. Yet for many people, the core is largely misunderstood or neglected altogether. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain why your core is so vital and how you can improve it. So let's begin by first clarifying what exactly is your core. Well, if you remove your arms, your legs, and your head, then the middle part of your body that you are left with is your core, and it's also known as your trunk. Now, most people assume that their core consists only of their stomach muscles, when in actual fact, it relates to every muscle that attaches to your pelvis and every muscle that stabilizes your spine, both on the front and the back of your body. So now we know what it is, what's so important about your core in dressage riding? Well, every movement of the horse is received by the rider's pelvis. Therefore, having a strong and supple core is very beneficial, especially to dressage riders. So your core helps you to create a soft seat so that you can easily follow the horse's movement. A strong core also supports your posture, which helps to keep you centered in the saddle and in a stable position, and this prevents you from collapsing to one side or from sitting off centre. You will also be able to sit in balance comfortably without having to strain, and you will have total control over your shifting weight aids if you have a stable core. Now, a good core is necessary for an independent seat, which then leads to improved coordination of the aids and clearer communication with the horse. So therefore, your seat aids and your half halts will be more effective if you have a strong and stable core. So as you can see, there are so many benefits to improving this part of your body when it comes to dressage riding. Okay, so now I've sold you on the benefits, how do you actually go about building core strength? Well, unfortunately, you won't be able to develop a strong and effective core by riding alone. Exercises off the horse are needed to develop the necessary strength and flexibility. So, exercises such as yoga, Pilates, and swimming are all excellent activities that can help improve your core strength. It's very easy for riders to forget about their own fitness, but time spent exercising on the ground will improve the quality of the time that you are able to spend in the saddle. Now, obviously, historical injuries can cause riders to overcompensate by using other less painful or restricted muscle groups. And that can cause you to sit crooked in the saddle or twist your body, which has a negative effect on your horse as he tries to compensate for your weaknesses. So if you have had any old injuries or if you have any other balance issues, then your first step in training your core is to possibly see a physio or a chiropractor to sort out your physical problems that you may have, and to also give you the green light so that you can safely train your core without the risk of any future injuries. So now let's talk about body parts. So when you're looking to improve core strength, most people focus solely on the abdominal muscles and they start crunching. However, without stronger lower back muscles, this will result in very little improvement. So you actually need to start your core training by improving the strength and flexibility of the lower back, because if these muscles are weak, then the rest of the core cannot be stabilized. Now also, as riders, the glutes and the hamstrings should not be forgotten, since these are important for the hips and the pelvis to function. So as you can see, there's more to this core training than trying to get a six-pack. The best thing that you can do is take a holistic approach and focus on balancing and stabilizing the body as a whole. Now, as mentioned, yoga, Pilates, and swimming are excellent for this. Now, we also need to talk about breathing, because your breathing is crucial to developing core strength. And if you can learn to control your breathing, then you'll have finer control over your posture and your core. Now, an important thing to note here is that breathing is also important elements of yoga, Pilates, and swimming. So you can see again why these exercises are so great. Now, breathing correctly is also an extremely useful way of calming anxiety or competition nerves. Often, if you've been nervous or worried, your body will tighten and stiffen against the horse, with the result that you won't be able to use your core properly. Now, meditation is also an excellent tool for controlling your breathing and helping you to conquer your nerves. So check out any one of the meditation YouTube videos because they're free to use and they can also be very helpful. Okay, so now we've talked about why your core is so important in dressage. We've talked about how you go about building core strengths, some exercises and some tips on breathing. How do you actually go about using your core when riding? So when riders are told to engage their core, they often stiffen their hips and their upper body, and this results in an ineffective and insecure seat that is unable to follow the horse's movement. So your core is there to stabilize your position whilst keeping you in balance and moving with the horse, and this should be done almost unconsciously. So think about it, when you walk from one side of the room to another, your core is helping to keep you upright and balanced and stopping you from falling over. But you don't have to think about this, you merely walk from one side of the room to the other. And the same principle should eventually apply to your riding. Now, to help you get to this level of unconscious competence, then riding on the lunge without stirrups is a great way to help you to learn how to engage your core correctly, to help you sit in balance without strain, and to follow the horse's movement all at the same time. And then once you can follow your horse's movement passively, you can then start to use your core and seat as a stopping aid. You can use it to dictate the horse's length of stride. You can use it to improve the horse's engagement and balance, to prepare the horse for movements and transitions, and to improve the overall expression and cadence of the paces. Now, all of this is done by controlling the movement of your seat and hips without contracting your bum muscles. And this can only be achieved when you are able to sit in balance, when you are able to follow the horse's movement, and when your core is strong enough to be able to do so. So to wrap this episode up, a strong core is essential for good dressage riding. Core strength enables you to have an independent seat, they make your half halts more effective, they keep you secure and strong in the saddle without stiffening, and it allows you to follow your horse's movement with ease. Now remember that your core is made up of much more than six-pack abs, and to see the greatest improvements, try to include exercises such as yoga, Pilates, and swimming into your regular health and fitness routine. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.